Praise the Lord. Good afternoon to every one of you. Amen. It is very good to be with you this day. The only thing that makes our hearts sad is this. This is our last day that we can be with you before we leave tomorrow back to our homes in the United States and in Europe. I think I could speak for all of us here. Just your lives have touched our lives. You have received us in the love of Jesus, and we thank you for that. Amen.
Amen.
And most of all, we thank God. For without His presence, none of us could do anything. And so I have some things on my heart to share this afternoon. And I'm trusting God He will give me the utterance and of His Spirit to impart it unto you. Now the Bible tells us that where two or three are gathered together in His name, He's there in the midst. Now you can gather together, it doesn't mean that God's going to gather with you. It means that if you gather in His name. Now, when you say name, it means nature. So to understand that scripture verse, God comes into our midst when we are looking to Him. So we gather today not for a meal, we didn't gather to discuss if it's going to rain today or not. We came here to meet God. Amen. And on that basis, God meets us. Now, the brethren were sharing scripture verses about praising God. And the Word of God teaches us that God inhabits the praises of His people. That means that when we open our hearts to God and begin to worship Him, He opens and fills us with His presence. And I will also tell you this. When we become into praising God in an arena or an area where we're opening ourselves up to God, He's actually speaking to us through the songs that we are singing. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we need to learn how to open up to God. Because if we want God, we need to open up to Him. The Word also teaches us that if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. How many of us here want to draw near to God? Then you open your heart to Him. Whether you're praising God, when you're listening to someone who's ministering the Word of God, because if that someone is up ministering the Word of God by the Spirit of God, you will receive the life of God. It's not if a man is standing ministering by the Spirit of God, his Spirit is going out and touching each of our hearts. And as the Spirit of God is touching our hearts, certain things come to our thoughts. If it's God, He's wanting to bring each and one of us closer to Him. You could be hearing the Word of God and all of a sudden you start to feel the need to ask God forgiveness for sins you've done. God works that way in order to set us free from the blockages and hindrances that keeps us from God. How many of us here need to be set free from things that bind and hinder us in our minds and in our hearts? Amen.
Amen.
A few amens. Huh? Amen. God loves you. He loves you so much. He made a provision through Jesus Christ, His Son, to give salvation to anyone that calls upon His name, and to those who have called upon His name, He is always with us. But there is something we need to do. You know, God gives a promise to the believers. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you always, even to the ends of the earth. But sad to say, at times we forsake God. I know Christians that backslide and turn away from God. I know Christians that turn away from God and go back into the world doing things. But that doesn't stop the promise of God. God will go after that one. He'll go after that one and go after that one and go after that one. And gives that individual every opportunity to repent and turn back to God. An excellent parable of that is the parable of the lost son. He wanted to have his way. He wanted to his inheritance now, and he went out in the world and he blew it all. But God did not forsake him. God convicted the man. When he came to the lowest part in his life, eating among the pigs, And then he remembered the goodness in his father's house. He said, I will return to the house of my father. Amen. And he returned and the father received him. If the devil comes to you and says you're no good because you sin, tell him he's a liar. How many of you still sin and you don't feel good about it? Do you still sin? Huh? Raise your hands if you still sin. We still fall at times into sin, right? But always remember the Word of God. The Word says that if any man, and that means woman or child, if any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father. Jesus Christ the righteous. And if we confess our sins, He's just and able to forgive our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you concerning the Word of God that the Word of God is in many dimensions. It's in many mysteries, types and shadows, and symbolism. Jesus spoke to the people in parables. A parable is a story, but there was a spiritual meaning behind every parable or story. In fact, a lot of people didn't understand the parables. And his disciples came to Jesus one day. And he says, why do you speak to the people in parables? He said it was for certain people not to understand, but for certain people to understand. He said, to those who believe, God gives the understanding to the truths that is in the Word of God. Now, I want to give you a scripture verse out of Revelation 19. Revelation 19.
Chapter 19.
Verse 19. And starting in verse 7.
Magsugota gikan sa versikulo 7.
Why don't we read it in your Bible as well? Verse 7. Yes. Chapter 19, verse 7.
Verse 8.
It says here, let us be glad and rejoice. And give honor to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come. And His wife hath made herself ready. Let us understand the word of God together. Who is the Lamb? It's capitalized. Who is the Lamb in the Bible? John the Baptist said who the Lamb is. When Jesus started His 3.5 years of ministry, He came to where John the Baptist was baptizing people in water. And when He saw Jesus coming, He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world." So Jesus is the Lamb of God. The Lamb is a type of Jesus Christ. And in the Old Testament, they sacrificed animals, and the animals that they used, some of the animals they used were lambs, and they had to be without spot or blemish. So Jesus Christ became the sacrificial lamb for each one of us here and everyone in the world who would call upon His name. So in the book of Revelations it says the marriage of the Lamb. It says, so you can say the marriage of Jesus Christ has come. And His wife hath made herself ready. Now if Jesus is the Lamb, who is the wife? Who is the wife? Can you tell me? Who is the wife? It's a woman. It's us. It's us. To those that are called, we're called to the marriage of the Lamb. Amen.
Amen.
When you go into your Bible, you read it over and over and over again. There's another parable in Matthew 25. The parable of the 10 virgins. Amen.
Amen.
Is a virgin a man in the Bible? No, it's a woman. A woman that has never known a man. But the Bible is symbolic and shares with us that the church is the bride of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you want to be married to Jesus? Amen. Now, there's a requirement. There's a requirement that is being made in the Word of God. It says, and his wife has made herself ready. If you go into the book of Ephesians, that God is coming back for a bride who is without spot or blemish. Amen.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Now, if God is spotless, would he want to marry someone full of spots and blemishes? Would he? No. So there is something that God is requiring us to do. When a woman is getting ready to be married, does she put on her everyday work clothes? Does she put on her clothes that she used to scrub the floor and do her dishes? No, no, no. She has a special wedding dress. And is that wedding dress dirty? No, no, no. It is cleaned. It's pressed, not full of wrinkles. And that's what God is looking for in His bride. For His bride to be made ready for His coming and His marriage. Now verse 8 is very interesting, the next verse. Now remember, I said that the bride is the church. But will the whole church be married to God? No. Because not everyone that has been bought by the blood of Jesus is preparing themselves for the marriage. And again, that is explained in the parable of the five wise and the five foolish virgins. And in that parable of Matthew 25, it says there were 10 virgins. Children, how many fingers am I holding up? 10, right? There were 10 virgins, but 5 were wise. Right hand. 5 were foolish. And the parable tells us that it was at midnight that all 10 virgins were asleep. Do you know, being asleep has a spiritual connotation? Sometimes we fall asleep because we're sluggish. We're not spiritually awake. Do you remember when Jesus was in the garden before he was taken to be crucified? Jesus Jesus went to pray and all the disciples fell asleep. And he said, can't you tarry with me just 1 hour? Can't you be with me just 1 hour? They woke up and they fell back asleep again. And he was alone in the garden, and great drops of sweat as were blood came down. As he prayed unto the Father. When he got up, he went to his disciples still sleeping. He says, awake, for the hour has come and the power of darkness. And he says, the flesh, what did he say? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Our flesh is weak. But through the Spirit of God, we can overcome the works of the flesh. The word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You have to believe. So we have the parable of the 10 virgins. They were all asleep. And a cry came forth. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And they all awoke. But there was a little problem. 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. All of them had lamps. But it was time to trim their lamps. But the 5 wise had not only their lamps, but they had oil in their vessels. It was time to trim the lamps and go meet the Lord. But the 5 foolish virgins, when they awoke, they had their lamps, but they had no oil in their vessels. I don't have oil, they said. They went to the 5 wise. They said, give me of your oil. I think he's explaining it more. Alright. I appreciate that. The foolish virgins, it was time to meet God, but they found they had not oil in their vessels. Again, I'm explaining to you this parable. The virgins are a type of the church that was to be ready to meet God at midnight for His coming. All of the virgins had lamps and vessels. Let me just say what the lamp is. You see, each one of us here are a 3-part being.
Ang matapos ka na tumay soon, gibog na kini sa tulo ka mga bahin.
Do you know God has three parts?
Ang Dios sa kanunay tulo ka bahin.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Dios Anak Espiritu o Amahan.
And in Genesis chapter 1,
sa Genesis kapitulo 1,
when God made man,
sa diya nag-imo sa Dios ang tao,
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26,
1:26 sa kaingon,
He said, "Let us make man after our image and likeness." So if God is three parts, God made you three parts. Look around us. We can easily see one of our parts. Our physical body. We all have a body, right? I don't see any nose, right? Everybody's got a body, right? But God has given you that is only one part of you. God gives to man His Spirit. The Spirit of God. Not the Holy Spirit, but a Spirit that comes from God. How do we know that? In John chapter 1, that when it says, and everything that was created was made by Him, He says, He lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now that spirit that God gives you is pure and it's undefiled. Now, and the Bible also tells us that when we die, any of us would die before Jesus would return. That the body returns to the ground. God told Adam, "Thou art dust, and into dust thou shalt return." But when man dies, God takes it, that spirit back up to heaven. But your third part is your soul. The Bible teaches us in Genesis that the Bible teaches us in Genesis that when God made Adam, He breathed into him and he became a living soul. And I think we can all know what our soul is. Because our soul consists of our mind. It consists of our emotions, our will, and our desires. How many of you know that you have a mind? Raise your hand. How many of you know that you have desires? Raise your hand. How many of you have emotions? That is your soul. So back to the parable of the five wise and the five foolish. The foolish realized when the time was come and Jesus was the bridegroom was coming. That they were missing something that the five wise had. They had oil. The five wise had oil in their vessels.
Nangandam nga pangatawunon, adunay lana ang iyahang suga.
That means that it is symbolic. Oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. See, if you're a believer, you can receive salvation by the blood of Jesus Christ. But you also are in need of the baptism of the Holy Ghost in order to make you holy or to change you. The interesting thing about that parable, for when they asked the wise virgins, "Give us of your oil," they said, "Not so. If we give you oil, we won't have enough for ourselves. You go out and buy your own oil." Well, the five foolish virgins went out. Guess what happened? The bridegroom came. The door was open. And the five wise virgins went in. And the door was shut.
Oh.
And then the five foolish virgins came back. Tried to get in, but they could not. It was too late. For the bridegroom had already come. Now, brethren, I'm sharing with you because it said that it was at midnight. And all through the Bible talks about midnight. It's a type of the Lord's coming to His church. It is also a time when the darkest time is on the face of the earth. Even though it's midday, it's dark out there right now. I'm talking about spiritual darkness. Spiritual wickedness. It's time for you and I to make ourselves ready. In Revelation 19, it says in verse 8, and if you could read it, Brother Allen.
Oksa pangasoko noon itugong ang pagpistig lino nga manipis, masidlag o mapukli. Kaya ang lino nga manipis, mauban ang mga matarong tinungatan sa mga balaan. Praise the Lord.
Verse 8 says, and to her, and who is her? It's the bride of Christ. It says, and to her was granted. That means that there, when you say granted, it says, and to her was granted. It means God's given something to the church. It means that He's given us the availability and the ability to prepare ourselves for His coming. It says that, and to her was granted she should be arrayed, or arrayed means to throw around or to be clothed upon. Fine linen. means a costly garment, something of a beautiful, clean, white linen.
Ang buti pa sa buti ni nga hilo, pinakalindot o pinakamahal gayon, nga maong klase sa maong sinina.
It says clean and white. And now the Bible tells us here, explains it. It says, for the fine linen wants to give you, God wants to give you, is the righteousness of the saints. God wants righteousness in our inward parts. God wants holiness inside of us. For the bridegroom is coming. And he wants his bride ready. The way we get ready is to get the Holy Spirit. Well, let me back it up just one step. Because if you have never received Christ as your Savior in your life, you need to get ready by accepting Him and receiving salvation by faith and by the blood of Jesus Christ. And the second step is for you to receive the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit of God will sanctify us and purify us. So I want to share with you today, search your hearts. See if there be any wicked way in you. Cry out to God for Him to cleanse you. And if you are a believer, the will of God is for you to be a chaste virgin unto God. He wants righteousness inside of you. Amen.
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 Can we respond to God today? Do you have that desire to be part of the five wise virgins? How many of you want to be a pure bride for Jesus Christ? I see hands raised. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Can we stand and pray?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we stand before you today, for we hear and understand your word, that we are to be married to you, God. But Lord, we need to be prepared. We need to have our wedding garment on. We need your Holy Spirit in our minds and our will and our emotions and our desires. We ask, Lord, today you forgive our sins. Lord, forgive our sins and wash us with your blood.
Amahan, pasaylua kami sa mga sala o hinlui kami pinagi sa imong habili nga dugo.
And cleanse us of all unrighteousness in our lives.
Hinlui ang tanan namong pagkadautan Ginoo sa among kinabuhi.
Cleanse us of all the bad thoughts that we have.
Hinlui matagusan ako mga nahuna Ginoo ng ikas pagkadaut niini.
Cleanse us of all the evil desires that we long for that is not good.
Bisan pa sa tinguhan namo amahan nga dili gayud maayo nga tanod nga pangandoy niini.
God, touch the areas of our emotions when we get angry and we hate.
Amahan, tuloy matagusan namo ka mga kasing-kasing ug bisan pa sa muhang gibati sa diha nga mabot kami diha sa pagdumot.
And deliver us of this strong will in us that will be a rebellion against you and all those you place in our life that is an authority to us.
Amahan, pasaylua kami o Dios bisan pa ang pangunahuna Ginoo nga dili mutuman ngadto sa nagapamalaod usab niini.
We're asking, Lord, you help us today. Not only forgive our sins, Lord, but God, we want to open our heart up to you that your Spirit would come into us. We want to make ourselves ready for your coming. So Lord, I pray today for each and every one of us to submit ourselves to you, to forgive our sins and change us, God. Teach us how we can make ourselves ready. Your word says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." So help us, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do we have any personal prayers?